Group Therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, Katie.
Hi, good morning.
Hey there. So thanks for allowing us to get in touch with you. Tell us what's going on.
Yeah, so I just found out that my mom and my stepdad are divorcing. And my mom says, like, everything is peaceful between them, like, saying that, you know, he still loves me, they still love each other, but, like, this was the only solution. And I'm like, I'm torn up about it because I want, like, my stepdad is truly a wonderful, generous, and loving person. And I'm getting married in a few months, and I still want him to be included in the wedding.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I don't really know how to do without making everyone uncomfortable. Like, my mom said we would most likely be excluding my stepdad's family from the wedding, but I think my stepdad deserves to be there, you know, or at least have a choice of whether to come or not, you know?
Right.
I 1,000% agree with you because it's your day.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just, I don't know. I'm worried that things will still be, like, too fresh and raw, like, that my mom will, like, flip out and, you know, I don't know. I still want my stepdad to be there. I'm trying to find a peaceful way to include him without the drama just overshadowing my wedding, you know?
Yeah, well, you said that she said things are peaceful between them and that they still love each other, but they still have to get divorced. So why then is she feeling the need to totally cut him out of your day if that's the case? I'm confused by that.
That's what I'm hoping. Maybe she'll see past that it's my day and that it's a celebration and that I want to include people I love. But, you know, there's that, you know, back-end thoughts where it's like it could go completely different and I could hurt her feelings. And
when you don't want that kind of drama overshadowing your day.
No.
Right.
You don't need that kind of stress.
I know this is very fresh. And first of all, congratulations on your upcoming wedding. And it can be tough, especially, you know, when you're an adult and your parents are older than you, obviously. And then they're deciding, oh, hey, this isn't working out. And you're like, oh.
Yeah.
My parents had been divorced for a long time. And they both found a way to make it to and be a part of my wedding. Now, granted, it wasn't a step-parent situation, but I'll say that they weren't as loving and friendly and as congenial as it sounds like your mom and stepdad are. So if they can make it work, I feel like your mom and stepdad can make it work for a few hours during your wedding.
Yeah.
Right. And I believe deep down that that's the case. I'm just hoping I'm not, giving myself false hope.
Right. Just how do you get that across to your mom and how do you
make her see it your way.
Right, exactly. No, I get that. Well, hey, Katie, we feel for you, and this is why we do group therapy. We've already got people texting in, so, you know, hopefully we can give you the words to say and make you feel a little bit at ease, and everything on your wedding day is perfect.
Thank you so much, guys. Thank you.
You're welcome. That's a tough putt when you've got parents who are, well, you know, one saying, yeah, no, this one parent can't come. But at the same time, it's like, you got to remember it's your wedding, but how much drama are you willing to put up with, you know?
Well, but again, it sounds like there must be much more than what her mom is telling her if she's now saying, no, he can't come. But at first she was like, oh, it's fine. We still love each other. We just got to get divorced and we still love you and all the things. And so she's contradicting herself a little bit by saying that and then saying he can't come and be a part of the wedding.
Yeah.
So I think that's what she needs to point out and say, listen, I need him here there for me on my day. And, you know, her mom's got to be able to understand her relationship, Katie's relationship with her stepdad is separate.
Yeah. I mean, you'd think.
You would think. She seems to be losing sight of that right now, though.
Right. All right. So who's been in a situation like this? Because I don't think it's necessarily, even though it is unique to Katie, I don't think it's unique to the world. But 502-795-1997, would love to hear your story about how you navigated a tricky situation with your wedding involving maybe your parents or a guest that someone wanted to have invited and another didn't or whatever. Maybe that could help. put the words in Katie's mouth to say to her mom to get her to realize what's happening here?
It's not about you, it's about me.
That's right. It's easy for us to say. We've got a wedding that we're trying to save here at with group therapy.
Oh, you made that really dramatic.
Of course, Kelly. Katie is, we just got off the phone with her. She's getting married in a few months. Her mom and stepdad are getting a divorce. That's causing a little bit of drama as to who gets to come. Mom says stepdad should not get an invite. Katie wants him there. How do you approach this to avoid drama on the wedding day?
Jessica texts, it's your wedding. Ultimately, you get to decide who's there. I know you don't want to upset your mom or anyone else, but if you want your stepdad to be there, he should be there. Your mom brought him into your life, and honestly, she should be happy that you have such a close relationship with the person that she at one point decided to marry.
There you go.
She will just have to understand that it's your day and you want the people you love there and that he is one of those people. Absolutely. It really is that simple.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, Amanda has a theory.
Okay.
That could be the case that she's like, I think mom is wanting to bring a new plus one. So she doesn't want stepdad there.
That's a quick turnaround.
Yeah, because mom was originally saying, honey, we still love each other. We still love you.
Right.
Everything's as peaceful between us, but we're just getting divorced.
Yeah.
And then she's like, he can't come. So if everything is peaceful between the two of them, then why is she blocking stepdad from coming to her daughter's wedding?
So stepdad doesn't see the plus one?
Maybe.
Maybe. So, Brooke, you have a similar situation?
I kind of have a similar thing that I've been through.
Okay.
My grandparents, I've never been able to get them together. They did not get along. Not my grandma, grandpa, but like my dad's side, my mom's side.
Yeah.
Oh.
My whole life, never been able to get them together. Long story. Jerry Springer family episode. Anyhow.
Oh, wow.
For my wedding, I didn't want to choose who came and who didn't. I wanted all four of them there. So I went to them individually and invited them, but let them know that the other side was also invited. I expressed that, you know, it was my day. I want the ones that I love there. However, it's not a day for drama. You know, if any kind of drama had happened, it would dampen my day tremendously. But if we all could stay positive and it could be a happy environment, then absolutely I want them there.
Well, Brooke, that sounds like a very mature thing that you did. And
yeah, you could just say, you know what, you can just stay on the opposite ends of the room from each other, and yeah.
You don't have to talk to each other, and if there's going to be any drama at my wedding, it's going to be because of me!
That's right.
Thanks, Brooke.
Man.
I think communication here with the mom is going to be paramount. And I like her idea of maybe going to each one of them and saying, hey, okay, so obviously, mom, you're invited. It's my wedding, but I am going to invite, you know, stepdad.
Yeah, and she starts with mom. She's got to go to mom first and be like, listen, you said, you know, you still love each other, all this kind of thing.
Then so, I'm going to put that to the test.
Exactly. Why are you banning him from my wedding? You know, I've got a relationship with him, too, and I love him. And Rex, the dump truck driver, actually brought up a really good question. Who's walking her down the aisle? She didn't mention her dad.
Oh, yeah.
So don't know, you know, what is going to be happening with that piece of it.
Mm.
But either way, she needs to say, listen, you know, the wedding day is all about having everyone that you love around you that day, and stepdads included.
That's right. All right. Well, hey, Brooke, good luck. Congratulations again.
Katie, good luck.
What did I say?
You said Brooke.
Oh, Brooke was our caller. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, Katie was our caller too, but yeah. sorry, I'm getting them all confused.
I know.
Katie, good luck. And, you know, let us know how it all works out. And I've still got a Michael Graves toaster in the trunk of my car that... it's probably about a decade old at this point, but
probably still works though. That is some quality stuff. All
right, that is group therapy.